Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back then, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Maurer. Rick is a longtime Brain Trust member, almost a couple of decades. He's the author of a bunch of important books on how you can be a better manager, better executive, which if you own a business, you are the chief executive of your business. Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to communicate better and with the best words for the moment and for the things that are in front of you, what you're trying to accomplish. Rick, I need your website though before we go any further.
Sure thing. Yeah, it's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer, well, Rick is R-I-C-K, Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R. M-A-U-R-E-R.
And you can find out how to reach Rick and get him to help you, which he does. He helps a lot of companies with this very thing and many other things. Hey, Rick, the timing, I love the old, there's an old joke that the comedians say, they'll say to someone, what's the key to comedy? They'll say, ask me what the key to comedy is. And the person will say it before they finish that. What the question?
Exactly.
They'll say timing. Timing. Exactly. Timing. Words are important. Timing's important. Appropriateness is important. Perspective is important. These are all things that you have to keep if you're going to be a leader. And that means you need to be a communicator. You have to practice these things, don't you? And you had a theater thing you were going to tell us about.
It is. Yeah. So I said to people, I said, look, all right. Think of something that's important to you, but not something that it's like a moral issue. And so one of the guys, I was up in the Northwest, and this guy was from Seattle, and the Seattle Mariners had just traded or let Randy Johnson, this great pitcher, go to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And my friend in the class said, that's really important to me. And I thought, okay, I like baseball, but okay. And I said, okay, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to start talking. Tell us, why is it important? And at some point, I'm going to say switch, and I want you to switch your point of view 180 degrees.
Yeah.
And so he started talking. Well, he's one of the great pitchers of the game. And I said, switch. I mean, didn't even get him time to get warmed up.
Wow.
And it's like you shifted the car in reverse by mistake, and smoke is coming out everywhere.
You can hear the grinding gears. You can hear the grinding gears.
Exactly. But what he learned, and what I learned doing it myself and my clients, is if you can't do that, if you can't see a logical point of view from both sides, you're going to have a really hard time influencing somebody else.
So here's an example. When you're saying this, I'm thinking of all the times I've walked into a sales call thinking I was about to close the deal. I'd done all the work. It was time. And I literally had the contract in my kit bag, ready to go, right? And I walked in, and the customer or prospect said, "You know, we got a problem." And I had to sit down, take a deep breath, and say, "Tell me about it." And because I, like you say, but now I didn't do that when I was 24, probably, but when I was 34, I did. You know, hopefully. But my point is that I had to say, "Tell me about it," and then sit down, take a deep breath, and try to salvage it.
Yeah. Well, I just got to say something about the brilliance of what you just did. I know you hate it when I talk about your brilliance, but sitting down and taking a deep breath is key to what happens next. Mm-hmm. Because you could just go, hey, I'm sure there's no problem
already,
too big.
We've already gone this far. We can't turn this around now, blah, blah, blah. I've seen people
exactly,
do that.
And just that pause that refreshes, it can make a huge difference. It lets us recalibrate. And it's really easy to do. I mean, we just have to pay attention to actually do it. And so, and you suggested that you could do that at 34, probably wouldn't have done it as well at 24.
Right. So. That's exactly right. Well, you know, one of the things I think is in the middle of all this that we haven't talked about, and that is what Isn't it easier to find the words and have the timing better if you are focused on what's really important? Because so many times what we think is important is what's important to us. And if we're a team member, what's important to us is not what's most important for the team. See what I mean?
I agree.
I mean, if I have the attitude that, wait a minute, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to make sure this is good for everybody, not just what I want. If I'm willing to do that, I'm going to pause and I'm going to maybe use better words. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, but it does require that pausing and saying, okay, I think this is important. What does it look like if I use a wide-angle lens?
Right.
What does it look like if, you know, and without that, then I'm just going to be in full sales mode, mm-hmm. you know, saying, well, Jim, there are three key points, and blah, 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 and I'm not. But if I can take that moment, you know, that, you know, sit down, take a breath, then I'm likely to go, I wonder, what's the value for Jim? And if I can't come up with something, then it's in my best interest to actually ask you mm-hmm. about that rather than just start to make assumptions out of my own what's good for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And last thoughts, Rick. Wrap this up for us.
Sure thing. Years ago, the head of Scandinavian Airlines, SAS, a guy named Jan Carlson, said, every day we have millions of opportunities, which he called moments of truth, places where if we just are paying attention, we can do something that customers will go, wow, thank you. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's what we're trying to do. And I love the fact that he said there are millions of those.
Right.
So it's not necessarily lots of big things. It's these little mini moments of truth.
And you can only happen if you get out of your own way. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online. Rick, good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.